Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Playoff football, it is here. There is no better time for sports television than now. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, a lot at stake. Bill Belichick, he could be heading to Atlanta to coach the Falcons and Lamar Jackson. Will he finally make it to a championship round? What a show we have for you all today. But it all starts with Mike McCarthy. Far end, James Jones, how you feeling, big dog?
Oh, it's cracking. I feel good, man. Mike is back. I feel good, man. I'm glad my dog's still employed.
You were on edge a little bit.
Were you nervous? I was a little nervous, man. I was shaking a little bit, man. I'm glad my dog back.
James, well, let's start with you then. Mike McCarthy, he is the coach for the Dallas Cowboys, and Jerry Jones said that he is the coach for the Cowboys' future. Mike McCarthy coached James Jones en route to a Super Bowl circa 2009-2010. So a lot of insight on this conversation here. Remember, Mike McCarthy is yet to get the team past the divisional round. However, three consecutive seasons with 12-plus wins. Here is McCarthy earlier today with what was on his mind.
My message would be this. We have established a championship program. It's just not the world championship yet. We know how to win. We know how to train to win. We have the right people. But we have not crossed the threshold of winning playoff games. And it's extremely disappointing to be sitting here talking about it. But I know how to win.
Do you? Okay, Mike. All right. Do you, Mike? You know how to win? You know how to win games? You know how to win championships?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't did all that.
I didn't see it. He done told me something.
I mean, you ain't see it this year. You're only going to see it from one coach this year.
No, what I'm saying is that, like, he said he know how to win games. He know championships and all this. Yeah. I ain't know they did all that in Dallas.
He did. Not in Dallas.
Not in Dallas. He knows how to win, though.
James Jones, was it the right move? I have thoughts, but I'm more curious to hear yours. Super Bowl champ with Mike McCarthy. Breakdown, was this the right move by the Cowboys?
It absolutely was the right move. And I'm actually proud of Jerry Jones that you sat back, you took a deep breath, right? This wasn't no emotional decision or none of that. Like, we lost the playoff game. Forget everything Mike has accomplished here. Take a deep breath. Look at what Coach Mike has done. And what Coach Mike has done, he has won the division 2 out of the last 3 years. He's won 12 games. That's 36 football games in 3 seasons. He has you in the playoffs in 3 seasons with a chance to get to the Super Bowl. Just like Coach Mike said, right? He knows how to win because he does. Whatever you want to say, he got a Super Bowl. And he got 36 wins in 3 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys. So he does know how to win, right? And just like he said in his interview, we have not gotten over that hump to winning playoff games, but we will get there. But I love this by Jerry Jones because when you look at what Mike has done, especially this season taking over, you're about to pay your quarterback. Your quarterback played at an all-pro level under Coach Mike McCarthy. So if you're going to pay your quarterback, you should keep your head coach and not pay your quarterback and bring in a whole different head coach. And who knows, Dak Prescott could take a step back. So I absolutely love what he did. He did not make this off emotion. He looked at what Coach Mike has done since he's been there, which has been really good, except being in the playoffs. But I think he has earned that opportunity to get in the playoffs and have another chance to take this Dallas Cowboys team to the Super Bowl.
Shady, can you say that a move is the right move if you know it's not going to work?
How you know it's not going to work, though?
We know the combination of Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott does not lead the Dallas Cowboys past the divisional round. We know that. Y'all know that. I'm not telling you anything new. You know that combination's not going to work. So if the objective is to not only get to a Super Bowl but win a Super Bowl, I can't classify it as the right move
if I know it's not going to work. Now, I'm not saying it's the wrong one. I'm not saying that. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm torn on this. That's why I'm glad to have this conversation. But you at home know Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy are not winning a Super Bowl together. So why in the world can I sit here and confidently say, Joy Taylor, that it's the right move? We know it's not going to work.
Say that
confidently. 12 wins, 12 wins, 12 wins. Lost to the Niners, lost to the Niners, lost to the Packers. It's not going to work. So you're telling me it's the right move, even though we know the results, and the results are not your ultimate desired result, because that's championship. So, James, it sounds like you're settling. That's what it sounds like to me. Mm. For settling for Mike McCarthy. That's where I'm at with it, Troy. That's where I'm at with it, James.
But what's crazy is it's a lot of coaches on this carousel right now that keep interviewing with all these jobs, right? Mike Vrabel, right? He at home.
Belichick.
He ain't been to a Super Bowl.
Oh, sorry, championship game.
You know, obviously Bill Belichick could stay out of this because he done won six of them, but we seen what he done the last couple years.
That's true. You're not wrong.
You know what I mean? Like we seeing what these coaches are doing that's going on these interviews, and it ain't what Coach Mike is doing. So for me, when you say can never be done, I don't know if it can never be done, because if it can never be done, we shouldn't even be interviewing these other coaches because they ain't never did what Mike has done. So for me, I love it. Like I said, he's gotten everybody on your football team to play better. 12 wins, 36 wins in three seasons. It's not another coach you're going to get in there that's probably going to accomplish what Mike has accomplished in 3 years. You know why? Because ain't no Dallas Cowboys coach ever did it. So for me, it was the right move.
I love it also. I'm proud of Jerry as well. I'm not a big fan of cycling through coaches. You know, I grew up in Pittsburgh. Shady, you know Pittsburgh. Steelers, a very successful organization, have six Lombardis. They've had three coaches in the history of their entire organization.
That's crazy.
Belichick, Brady, together, 20 years, six championships in New England. So if you're talking about, like, the best of the best, and there's lots of other people who, like, want to get involved in the conversation, but, like, the best of the best, you see consistency at the coaching position. Now, granted, those are really great coaches, and they deserve to be there. But Mike McCarthy, as he said, knows how to win a Super Bowl because he's done it. I know we do this thing where it's like, the championship thing is dusty, cool, like the Super Bowl, Lombardi's dusty. I get it. But he still won a Super Bowl.
He did.
And we say it all the time. It's really, 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 really hard to get
really
to Super Bowls.
Hard.
And it's even harder to win Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just going to dismiss an experience like that. Once you have been to a Super Bowl, I respect that you know how to get to a Super Bowl. You know how hard that is. You know how many things have to break in your direction. Health, adjustments, all those things. Because you've had that experience. You've been to and won a Super Bowl. You have that experience. So I have to respect that. When it comes to the Cowboys, and I hear what you're saying. I hear you. Because at this point, it's scientific. But what does Mike McCarthy have to do with Tony Romo?
Nothing.
What did he have to do with the Cowboys that existed before Tony Romo?
Nothing.
Okay, so the Cowboys have not been, the Cowboys, not Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 28 years. Mike McCarthy ain't been there all them years. He ain't have nothing to do with the regime before that and before that and before that. What's the common denominator in Dallas? Because it ain't Mike McCarthy. And it ain't even Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're really talking about why the Dallas Cowboys can't get over the hump, there's a lot of other factors in that situation.
Look at it. Yeah.
I mean,
I pointed it out.
I thought I had it. what's the last one? What was the last option?
I mean, Dak Prescott's been playing for 9 years. So that's not, it's 28 years. So, like, he accounts for some of that. Yeah. Some of that disappointment.
He got my last name?
I don't know. All I'm saying is actual facts, things that we have experienced in real life and reality. In reality, it wasn't just Dak Prescott, it wasn't just Mike McCarthy. Yeah. What I'm saying is, I hear you, right? We can't get past the divisional round. But Mike McCarthy has something that the Dallas Cowboys haven't had in the last 30 years, which is a ring.
Yes.
So, and he has done something that no Dallas Cowboys coach has done. And they've had unbelievable coaches. And that's have three back-to-back 12-plus win seasons. So for them to panic, and on top of that, you made Dak Prescott an all-pro.
Mm-hmm. Hard to do.
Hard to do. Yeah. Replace a whiz kid offensive coordinator, stepped in, the offense was better.
I agree with that part.
Dak Prescott was more efficient. Yeah. The defense was playing at a high level. Okay, so you disappointed in the postseason. Welcome to being a Dallas Cowboy.
I think it's the right move to have Mike McCarthy as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
I'm being serious. Because I do like Mike. And one thing I was skeptical of was when he took over as the office coordinator, I don't know how good he would be.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore was good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the way he used Dak as far as in the beginning, slowly developing Dak, right? Running the ball, several offense, and then as the year went on, opened the playbook up, and it was even better. So I like McCarthy for that. And I think he is a good coach. I think he's smart. The defense, I'm not sure what they're going to do if Dan Quinn leaves.
Yep.
That's going to be a big question mark. Yeah. But my thing is this, though, and you touched on it a little bit, Pauls. It's like, we got to do something different, though.
Correct.
Right? And I like the McCarthy move. Maybe somebody else in there that's not getting it done. Mm. That over every year they get to playoffs and this, he doesn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Who is
that?
The quarterback.
Of course. You saying get rid of him.
They got to figure something out, right? So, my thing is this. This is the hottest he's ever been, yep. Right? Maybe see what's out there.
But that don't sound crazy to you,
It, it sounds crazy.
An all-pro year getting gone?
But you know what's crazier?
Yeah, talk to him.
Is that doing the same thing and respecting different
results.
Mm. And that's because in the regular season, he balls out. This year, he really balled out. We got to that playoffs. He said, I'll never throw 10,000 or 10 picks this year. Mm. He didn't, right? We get to that playoffs, though. What'd he do?
Two picks.
Not only a pick, six.
Yeah.
For real, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
So it's like, as much as we want to praise him for having an all-pro, well, a second-team all-pro, I've never had one of those, we got to talk about it. It might be time to move on a little bit.
So here's what I'm saying. I'm saying what Shady's saying. I'm just trying to say it in a way that's more practical. And the reason I say this is you can't move off of Dak Prescott this year, and Dak Prescott counts against the salary cap. McCarthy don't count against the salary cap. Shady and I both agree. The combination of Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott's not getting the Cowboys a Super Bowl. I genuinely believe Cowboys fans, you too agree with this. I don't think anything
else. Because they know. Crazy. They really know.
I agree with that. Like, y'all know Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy's not getting y'all a Super Bowl. So if you know that combination's not going to get you the result, how can you confidently say you're happy with it? I'm not even saying you shouldn't have done it. I'm just saying, like, we're settling. Now, I agree with what Joy's saying is the common denominator. It's the star, it's Dallas, it's the Cowboys, and maybe it's Jerry Jones.
That's true to that.
But I bring in a coach to change the denominator. Mm-mm. I bring in a coach to change the math. Like, the Bengals hadn't won nothing until you brought in Joe Burrow.
Mm.
The Rams were atrocious until you brought in McVay.
Yeah.
The Niners were atrocious since you brought in Shanahan after Harbaugh had departed. I bring in a coach to change
up
that
math. Do you think, okay, here's a question. Do you think that Mike McCarthy with a different quarterback could win a Super Bowl? I know he can because he did, but it's Aaron Rodgers. So let's you know, Aaron Rodgers didn't win a Super Bowl.
Like, I'm
not saying
like, Aaron Rodgers like, winning a Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but it is Aaron Rodgers. Okay. If you want to say like, Aaron Rodgers. All right, cool. You think Mike McCarthy could win a Super Bowl with this team that he helped kind of develop, like he's been there for a couple years now, put together with another quarterback?
I think so. You know why?
Yeah.
So if that's the answer, ain't no way you fire Mike McCarthy.
But the problem is, this is a good conversation. You're stuck with Dak. So like Shady said, you got to change the math.
But,
and you can't change the Dak math. So the question then is, can you change the other math?
You don't have to change the math because you could have Mike McCarthy in the building for years. And Mike McCarthy has shown the ability to win a lot of games during the regular season, put you in a position to win the division, put you in the position to be in the postseason. And he himself, he can say this. Dallas can't. I've been to him won a Super Bowl.
Right. But Jerry can.
But
hold on. I'm actually with McCarthy being the coach.
Yeah.
I'm against the quarterback.
But you can't change that.
But I just think this, though, man. Like,
talk to me.
If the Cowboys was ever going to win a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, right? I don't know about that. In my opinion, I thought it would be this year. They had everything they need.
Yep.
The quarterback's playing elite.
At least to get there.
Yep. At least to get there.
Yep.
At least to get to the conference game.
Yep.
The quarterback's playing elite. The coach is doing well. Defense is balling out.
Yep.
You got Micah Parsons. You got Micah Parsons.
Land.
You got CeeDee Lamb. You got all these dudes.
Yeah.
All these all pros. Like,
all of them.
And And the NFC is kind of down.
Yep.
Our biggest rival, the Eagles, they're not playing good right now.
Yep.
You got the Niners are the only issue.
Correct. And you don't have to see them and until the championship game.
You see what I'm saying? So this is the year to do it. And then you don't even win one game. You lose to the Packers.
Yeah.
They young.
Yeah.
Next year, you might see them again. They're going to be better next
Correct.
Year. So my thing is, you got to find a way to move off of Dak. Y'all keep saying it's not likely, but, like, I've seen crazy things happen in football.
Right. No.
Come on,
this is a really good conversation because I hear what you guys are saying and I disagree
but
with
you
it.
What we saying, or do you
I care? Feel it, I hear it, all of that, but I disagree with it because I don't know about the never. Because we sitting here talking about Mike McCarthy who has a Super Bowl championship and we continue to keep putting Shanahan in there, who ain't won one.
Sure.
He's not won one sure. with all the quarterbacks he had. Sorry, good, whatever, don't matter.
Sure.
He ain't won one.
Sure.
The good one he had that won MVP gave up a 20-something point lead in the Super Bowl. And we keep talking about him. Number two, Josh Allen ain't never been.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are we going to say him and McDermott ain't never going to get to a Super Bowl?
Lamar ain't never been. Are we going to say they ain't never going to get to it? So when we say never, I'm like, man, it's a lot of good quarterbacks and coaches that ain't been to that Super Bowl neither, and we sitting here saying never. And Dak Prescott played at an all-pro level with Mike. I don't think it's never.
But see, this is the thing, though, right? And I love that we're talking about this now, because I always say sometimes we get on TV and we just be throwing a Super Bowl word around here. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get to. And guess what? The things you just said, that might be true, too. Mm-hmm. But guess what? That's not the topic, brother. So the topic is the Cowboys.
Yep.
Right? So Josh Allen, as great as he is, he might not get there. It's a lot of great players that haven't been to the Super Bowl.
But you guys saying never. Lamar,
hey, look, it's been 30 years.
But even that.
It's been 30 years, bro.
Let me talk to him.
Talk to him.
Like,
talk to him.
What has Dak plus McCarthy or Dak plus Garrett shown you in 8 years as a starter in the National Football League to lead you to believe he's going to get there? Well, then disregard Dak and go Dak and McCarthy in 4 years. Because what I would say is, James, 3 years ago when they lost to the Niners in the playoffs at home, it was a Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy bonehead error. You slide with too little time left. You don't have the time to spike the ball. Last year, Dak Prescott versus the 49ers, I think it was in San Francisco. Once again, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott. You don't figure out how you want to call the game. Dak Prescott throws a couple bad interceptions. This year, Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy gets outplayed by Jordan Love. Yeah. James, I can't objectively and rationally look at the Dallas Cowboys, look at Dak Prescott, look at Mike McCarthy, and say, you know what? Somehow, this is going to change Dak when you're 32. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you would have to tell me a good reason, which you haven't given me. The last thing I will say is this. Only Matt Ryan and Peyton Manning went to Super Bowls, went to their first Super Bowl with the team that drafted them after their ninth year, if I'm not mistaken. Andy, you and I have talked about this stat previously.
Yeah.
So the history ain't working in Dak's favor.
Mm. Yeah, so as Shady knows, you know I'm good at not answering the question, right?
He's great at that.
I want to ask you, because you are saying, this is good conversation. I want to ask you, because you asking me this stuff about Mike and Dak. I want to ask you, and it is part of the question now because we brought this up. You don't think Josh Allen and McDermott ever getting the one? You don't think Lamar's ever getting the one? You have super confidence that the Niners is going to get to the Super Bowl and win it, and he ain't never won one with any of the quarterbacks, but you'll sit here and say, yeah, they going to get there, and you're going to say Mike and Dak never, and he played at an all-pro level this year? Well, that's what I'm trying to get
but,
past.
But one team has been to a conference
game
and the other one hasn't been there in 30 years, James Jones.
So just getting there takes away the never.
Getting the opportunity to get there. If one team has an opportunity to make it there and one hasn't in 30 years, what would you say to that, my brother?
They all got an opportunity to make it.
No.
Y'all telling me it's never going
to
happen.
That's not true. It can't be. If one team has went to a conference game, one team went to a Super Bowl, how can you say the same for a team that has never been there in 30 years?
I think when it comes to Dak, that is the fair conversation. Because I'll defend Mike in it. When I say that Mike can say that, in the last 30 years, Mike can say that. Mm-hmm. I've been to a Super Bowl and won one.
Jerry Jones.
And NFC Championship games. Cowboys can't say that. Jerry Jones can't say that. Yeah, Cowboys have championships. You want to talk about dusty championships?
Yes, yeah.
Them real dusty. If you can find dusty. Them in the cover, Smith, like they got your stuff on, you know what I mean? They're in the attic. Dusty. Okay, dusty. So, and I don't believe in that, but when you're talking about lately and what they have accomplished, Mike McCarthy has accomplished more, and he's done it somewhere else. So he can't sit here and say, oh, I did this like when Jerry didn't own the team or any of that. Like he won somewhere else. And went back to conference championships. He does have the resume to say, I know how to do this. He can say that. If I was him, I would say that too. Y'all don't know how to do this. I do. So if the question is what has to change, you just said it. Dak didn't do it with Jason Garrett. And Dak hasn't done it with McCarthy.
That's true.
So he's going into his ninth year. If you're talking about doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, it's not at Mike McCarthy's feet.
Sure.
So I don't know that they can move off of Dak Prescott. It's obviously very complicated. But to say that if we got to make a change, we're going to stick with Dak Prescott, who we can move off of next year, or Mike McCarthy, who has put the team in a position to win 12-plus games for the past 3 years, has a Super Bowl, been to NFC Championship games, knows how to build up and develop players.
I know. Here's what I do know.
Quato.
Yeah,
did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
We got to get rid of Quato. Quato the quarterback.
But let me say it like this, because I agree with everything. And this is the last little kind of wrench I'll throw in this is, I know Dak can't do it. I know he can't.
Duh.
With all due respect, I say this to not be offensive at all. I have seen too much objective data.
Do what? Get to it.
I know Dak cannot get
game?
To and win a Super Bowl. I know that cannot happen. I have seen enough. It can't happen. Yeah. Too many people.
And you believe these other quarterbacks except Mahomes can?
for now. Too many people have passed him by, and Dak Prescott is shown also going he's at a long body of work.
He's also going into his ninth year.
So I know that.
I'm not going to say still, never, but, like, it looks like.
So, however many years, though, like, these dudes.
But, James, let me hear me out. I know Dak can't do it. At least I do. You can continue to put your faith in Dak.
Me too.
Shady does as well. I'm still not convinced Mike can presently. That's where I differ from everybody. Because I think the game has evolved. I'm not going to say the Dusty Trophy, it is a joke, and Shady can say it. He got two of them. So Shady can say whatever he wants with all due respect. But I know this much. It was a long time ago, and the game has evolved. I no longer think that Mike McCarthy is one of the top five coaches. I no longer think that Mike McCarthy is one of the top seven coaches. So I don't think Mike McCarthy can do it either. Because if Mike McCarthy was the coach that LaFleur was, I believe the Cowboys would have won the game.
But it's crazy.
You're only as good as the players. Mike McCarthy turned Dak Prescott into an all-pro this year. They're the number one offense. They replaced the young guy, the guy who's current, Kellen Moore. What was he doing in down the street?
If you're only as good as the players, you had 9 all-pros. You had 7 all-pros on offense and defense. There's only 22 starters total. So 32% of Mike McCarthy's roster was all-pro. And I'll put it to you like this, because this is the best way to do it. Let's take the jib real quick. If you are sitting in a Dallas Cowboys team meeting, I'm sitting in a team meeting. Mm-hmm. I look to my right. I look to my left. If Shady's not an all-pro and Joy's not an all-pro, I'm an all-pro. That's the math. Mm-hmm. 32% of the Cowboys starters are all pros. Yeah. So in their team meeting, if he ain't all pro and he ain't all pro, I'm all pro. So if Mike McCarthy couldn't coach that team past the Packers team with 1 all pro, what team can you beat? I understand you can't beat the Niners last year. I get that. Fred Warner, Bosa, Ward. I get that. You can't beat them. That's fine. Yeah. You couldn't beat the Packers?
You know,
Packers?
But Mike, but real quick, when Mike comes to the sideline and Kwato comes talk to him, and he's like, yo, why would you throw this? What are you looking at? That's a serious question. I look at Andy Reid. He never really yells, right? Very rarely, but he does stuff like that. Yo, why'd you cut back? What were you looking at? And I'm like, I don't know. So that's the thing. When you come to the Cowboys, it's like, as much as you want to blame Mike McCarthy, but it's like, Dak, why would you throw that pass there? Okay, cool. All right. Okay, Dak, why would you throw the second pass there? It's like, yo, you can't correct that. As a coach, you can't.
What about
y'all are real quick. Y'all are really good at this TV stuff.
Thanks, bro. Just started. Started my second year, dog. Thank you, man.
Just some stuff stands out.
I'm a sophomore, all pro.
Stands out because we talk about sitting at the tables and all that all the time. And we're talking about this coach can't sit at this table with this coach because he ain't got this many Super Bowl rings.
This player can't sit with this player.
This player can't sit with this player. He got them all pros. He got this many Pro Bowls, all that.
That's right.
But it's just crazy to me, Acho. And I don't even want to look at it. I'm going to look straight at my camera.
It's just crazy to me
that you can sit there and say that you don't think Coach Mike is capable of doing it. But all these other coaches who have never won one can do it. That's crazy to me.
Can I break it
down? Like, I don't even know how to break that down. You can really sit here and say Shanahan and Cincinnati and all these other coaches, since they're young and masterminds, that's never won one.
But it's like James
can do it before Mike, and he won one.
It's almost though, I just think people can time out of anything, physically and intellectually. I personally believe that to be the case. James, you had 12 receiving touchdowns in a season. You led the National 14. Football League. 14. Yeah.
You don't shoot.
That's on me.
Man. 2 was hard to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
The players never going
to
let you
score. That was an 80-yard ball to left out.
You short, Shady, 2 yards. They're going to be like, it was 55, not 53.
I remember that last one. I took a tough shot on it.
Yeah. Wow. Double coverage, though. He's talking about 12, 14, bro. What?
You had 14 in a season. I respect that. You led the entire football league. Mm-hmm. But there does come a point in time where I'm sure there's a current player right now who hasn't done it, and I believe they can. I believe they can.
Okay.
They haven't done it, but I think they can.
Yeah.
You've aged out. If you went back to play right now, you've aged out. My point is like, Mike McCarthy, I believe that he has aged out.
Based off what? Based off of the offense not being good this year?
No, based off of his last 7 years, he's been fired. Mm-hmm. And not only has he been fired in his last 7 years, he's been fired and he hasn't gone back to a championship game in his last 7 years.
Where was he since he's been fired?
The Cowboys. And he hasn't won a play. He hasn't gotten to a divisional game. He hasn't won one. So I'm like, and if we're looking at his last 7 years since I like went, since I was in the National Football League.
So these last 3 years with 12 wins don't mean nothing because of playoffs.
They do mean something, but what did they amount to?
No, because what you're saying is like he can't coach no more, and this man has.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying.
But no,
I'm not saying he can't coach anymore. I am just saying I would rather other coaches, okay.
I put words in your mouth. You said he's not adapting to the game with 36 wins in 3 years. Is that what he said?
I'm saying.
Help me, Shady.
I'll say, you know, I care about my words. I think other people are adapting better. I think Matt LaFleur is adapting better. I think Shanahan is adapting better. I think McVay is adapting better. I think others are adapting better.
So other than McVay, what have those coaches won, Acho?
In the last 7 years, significantly more in the playoffs than Mike McCoy.
So when they sit at the table with Mike and he going like this, what are they doing?
They're looking at him like he's a has-been.
How could you be a has-been and win 36 games in the last 3 years?
That's all
you won
I'm
the
saying.
Division twice. You turned Dak Prescott into an all-pro. Make me a has-been. That's crazy. That gets crazy. It's crazy. Like he is with these other coaches. I don't care how old he is. He is with these other coaches.
Is he better than them?
I like when you get fired
resume,
up. Get fired up. Go ahead and get fired up,
like,
girl.
Because I think we really disregard people's accomplishments sometimes. And like when there's a common denominator of one thing, like you do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. The Cowboys, not Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 28 years. If we want to talk about the Cowboys with Mike McCarthy in the last 4 years haven't been to an NFC Championship game, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
How can you separate it, though?
Because we want to add that stat to Mike McCarthy's resume. Okay. And that's not fair to Mike McCarthy. Because Mike McCarthy in that time has been to conference championship games.
Yeah, like
Mike McCarthy in that time has won a Super Bowl.
But here's my question, and it's very simple. Here's my question. Y'all taking McCarthy or Shanahan? I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Who?
Yeah, they know.
Now, I'm taking Shanahan. But here's my question.
Go ahead, I'll keep
going. I'm always right.
Two questions.
I'm always right.
One, is Kyle Shanahan available?
No.
Okay, and Kyle Shanahan then had a lot of different quarterback talent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan is making Dak Prescott a Super Bowl champion?
He's winning more in the playoffs.
He's never won a Super Bowl in his entire life.
He's winning more in the playoffs.
In his entire life, he's never won a Super Bowl.
He's winning more in the playoffs.
In his entire life, has he won a Super Bowl?
No.
Okay, so do you think Kyle Shanahan could make Dak Prescott
hold on, you only answered one about
yeah, hold on, real quick. No, because you got a point. But I get what y'all saying about not winning a Super Bowl. But what I'm saying is if one coach can't even win a game in the playoffs or win one game and they lose, and one other coach
can get you there.
Can get not only to the Super Bowl, get to a conference game and a Super Bowl. Like that matters. Yeah. That's the opportunity, though.
Kyle Shanahan does not know how to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. You know how I know that? Because he's never won a Super Bowl.
No,
and he might change that this year. But right now, as we're sitting at this desk talking right now, Mike McCarthy is hanging with the young coaches.
What I'm saying is, I'm with Mike, but I feel what you said.
I didn't even finish cooking. But I'm not taking Mike over Shanahan. I'm not taking Mike over McVay.
Let's ask it all together because I want everybody's.
You taking Mike over Shanahan?
I'm riding with Mike.
I can't ask.
He's biased.
Yeah. Ask us too.
No, I'm going with Shanahan. Right.
You taking Mike over McVay?
Okay, but yeah, of course. You know how I feel about McVay. McVay is better than Shanahan.
That's fine. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Are you taking Mike over LaFleur?
But Emmanuel, none of these people are available.
But here's my point. They all were.
There might be coaches that's like them somewhere.
I bet they could walk in next year with all these all pros after you fire Mike McCarthy and make Dak Prescott into a Super Bowl champion. Are you willing to bet that? Or are you willing to stick with Mike McCarthy and Dak and assume that they will be in contention in the playoffs next year to then get to a divisional round maybe and then lose?
Let me ask you a question though, seriously though, because I do like Mike. But to your point, right? You can get a coach to come coach that team, that Cowboy talented team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being serious, though. And I think that they can take that Cowboys team to the playoffs. I think that team could probably lose in the playoffs.
Have the Cowboys had some...
So what makes the difference between him and Mike? That's
all I'm saying.
Have the Cowboys had some good coaches in their
history? Of course.
None of them have done what Coach Mike has done in the three seasons.
In the regular season?
And all you guys are thinking about with Mike's coaching tender, coaching tree, all you guys are thinking about is Dallas.
It's the Cowboys, bro.
Lord have mercy.
It's the Cowboys.
All y'all thinking about is Dallas.
That's the biggest brand in football.
He has been to NFC championships. He has won the Super Bowl. Mike has done everything that these coaches y'all said.
And, Green Bay?
I'm just saying, y'all just forgetting about.
We talking about the biggest brand in sports. We're talking about the Cowboys. If Mike McCarthy was doing this with the Tennessee Titans, I would be praising it.
Praising him.
I'll be praising them. But you're talking about the Cowboys.
I don't know why the Cowboys feel entitled to that because they haven't been there in 30 years.
But that's why I agree with Joy because we are tying Mike to those 30 years. Yeah. And the only one that's been there within them 30 years is Jerry Jones has been there every year. Coach Mike been there for three of them.
But what about, I don't think it's Mike. You know who I think it is. Quapa.
Well, he going to be there, too.
if he there, you know what's going to happen.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Shady, what you say? Quapa? Speaking of quarterbacks, who do you trust the most in the playoffs? It's time to pick six. We're going to assess all the quarterbacks and say which one is most reliable. Obviously, Pat. But after Pat, is it Purdy, Lamar, Josh Allen? Maybe it's even Baker Mayfield. A surprise will be revealed on the other half of the break. Next.
I don't know if it's soon, but y'all got me sweating up here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The most important position in all of sports is the quarterback position. So now you know that it's the most important. Well, which one of these quarterbacks, who do we trust the most? Who do we actually think can take their team to the next level? It's time for me to pick six. I'm going to pick the six quarterbacks I trust the most. Now, everybody knows Patrick Mahomes is number one. Let's get that out the way. I want to remove the drama and get to the good stuff. Now I'm going to count down from six to one. Number six, Baker Mayfield. See, I trust Baker Mayfield. I think that he has always overcome the obstacles at every level dating back to college until now. At number five, C.J. Stroud. His tape is absolutely phenomenal. This dude is the most trustworthy rookie I have seen in a mighty long time. At number four, Lamar Action Jackson. I get it. You're thinking, come on, Acho, you got Lamar at four. Who the heck you putting above Lamar? But Lamar, 1-3 in the playoffs. We're talking about the playoffs. The operative word here is playoffs. Number three, Josh Allen, family. Five playoff wins. Five of them things. Every time Josh Allen has shown up as of late, he has put the team on his back. At number two, Brock Purdy. He was just in a championship game. When Brock Purdy plays, Brock Purdy plays well in the playoffs. Now, I remind you, because I can hear James Jones banging on the desk to my left, the operative word is playoffs. 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 That's what we talk about here. So as I head to the desk, James, I will ask you first, because I can sense the action.
Wait, how you know he was hating, though?
I could just hear. I could hear all this.
No, Jordan was hyping.
I could hear all this.
I'm hyping him up because I know what he's about to say.
I can hear all the nonsensical nonsense banging on the desk and whatnot. Now, James, as you know, because these will be clipped off, I said, who do you trust most in the playoffs? Not named Patrick Mahomes. James, can you say it with me? Playoffs. Not regular season. Playoffs. Who you trust most in the playoffs?
You are something else. Joy said she wanted to go first.
I can go first.
Can you go first?
So we said playoffs, right?
Yes, not named Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, not named Patrick. Of course not Patrick Mahomes. Which one of the guys? Okay, we got Allen, Lamar.
He got Purdy.
He said Baker Mayfield.
Six. Baker's a six, yes.
Rookie C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, rookie C.J. Stroud.
And basically second year Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Mahomes, who we're not counting, which one of them has played in the Super Bowl?
None of them.
None of them. None of them that I see.
Wait, why are you squinting, though? You know it's not.
I thought that was work. We have beautiful graphics.
I thought that was me. He's like, what?
Okay, there was a lot of graphics. I know you can see.
No, the funny thing is he act like he didn't put the list together.
Yeah, like, this is your
No, bro. Yeah,
he get carried away. Like,
at 9 in the morning, bro. You know
it wasn't a literal question. The answer, of course, is none.
Start screaming.
Jared Goff has played in the Super Bowl.
He has.
That's it. That's
how are we talking playoffs? Is Jared Goff not number two? Technically, yeah, if that is, if that's the criteria, he's played in the Super Bowl. He's at 11 games a season. He's at over 250 yards passing and a passing touchdown. That's the second most in the NFL. Five games this season, he had over 300 yards passing and two passing touchdowns. That's the second most in the NFL. He has 4,852 passing yards this season, second most in the NFL. And going back to last season, he's won 21 of his last 28 starts.
Like a year.
And we talking about playoffs.
Playoffs.
He's playing the Super Bowl. So he got to be number two.
Why isn't he, Acho?
Now y'all care about the playoffs.
Because that's I think Jared Goff is tethered to Sean McVay. That's why it wasn't for me. I think Sean McVay looked at Jared Goff and said, I don't trust you in the playoffs. So if he looked at Goff and said, I don't trust you in the playoffs, who am I?
But how is CJ? And listen, CJ's been amazing. But this is, we're talking about his list.
Acho, good.
Didn't the Lions just win a playoff game at home?
Yeah.
And against McVay?
They did.
And so he has the same amount of playoff wins this postseason as CJ Stroud.
Then I just went off, who do I think plays better? That's who played better.
Okay. So I was just trying to figure out the criteria.
Who plays better or what they got around them? What you go off? Because, are we talking quarterback or are we talking
quarterback,
team?
Quarterback in the playoffs, you trust most. Not named Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, but that does count.
It does count.
I mean, you're supporting cast, right?
The things and your coach.
You're required to do, things you don't have to do.
Who are you going to say? So I'm interested. I hope you say somebody with multiple playoff wins.
Y'all good.
Like Jared Goff?
Yes, exactly. I just pray you say somebody with multiple playoff
wins. Oh, yeah. Who are we about
to say? I just hope.
I'm not. I'm trusting the MVP of the National Football
League.
Lamar Jackson, right?
I like that.
Because we keep on moving stuff. Because if going off of your list, it should be Patty. It should be Goff. It should be Allen. It should be Purdy. Sure. Then it should be Lamar Stroud, whatever order. That's like according to what y'all
said. Really off my list, it should have been Goff second, then Purdy, because Purdy's been to a championship game. You see, Lamar hasn't done that yet.
Why should Goff be second? Because he's been there before?
I am saying Goff because outside of Mahomes, of course, he does have a better postseason resume. We're asking who we trust in the playoffs.
But in a regular game, right, with the Niners team, the Niners offense.
Playoffs.
Okay. Yes. However you want to cut it. Playoffs. It's a regular game. You have one game, an offensive coordinator and then an offense, and you look at the Detroit Lions offense and their coordinator and Goff.
They good.
Everybody's going to go with Brock Purdy, though.
We might find out.
I mean, I'm saying, who would be the safer quarterback you think you would go with?
I would go with
This is an easy question.
Who's your answer?
If we're not... Purdy!
You're my dog.
And I like Goff, but that's not... We're not being real if you're going to tell us that.
I'm going with what's around him. It should have been a quarterback then. It should have been whole offense. What offense do you trust?
What I'm saying is that this is one thing I've learned, especially this year, about quarterbacks like Cam Newton was talking about, like the Dax, like the guys like Purdy. Mm-hmm. We got to stop knocking them for their system. So listen, he might not be a superstar quarterback like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, but his system... He's something like it. So my thing is, we got to respect that what it is. Like, yeah, he might not be a great player, but in that system, he's really, really good with there. So you can't tell me that Goff is better in his system than Purdy's.
And I'm good with that.
Of course you got to be good with that.
That's should have just switched the question. Your offense, not your quarterback.
Why are we blaming the offense for
we're not blaming him. He just tagged quarterback.
Wait, I want to ask.
That's what he plays.
He didn't tag Debo. He didn't tag none. He just tagged quarterback.
If you know he's going to be safe in the offense, he's going to run the ball well, be efficient. He's going to throw the ball and be efficient. Right? He's going to score touchdowns. They're going to win the game because in that system, that's what he plays. We can't.
Because offensively, he should be one.
Purdy is MVP level in his system. But my question is this. This is a question.
What's your question?
So as you were talking, I was thinking, that's a really good point. He does play at that level. The question is, though, in the playoffs, when things might go wrong, and this was sort of Cam's point with that, I believe, if you are dependent upon your system in order to have that level of success, that might not be what's required of you in the playoffs. We know in big moments, players have to step up to the level that we need them to.
Okay.
So, who do you trust in the playoffs? Do you think that Brock Purdy is a better player independent of the pieces around him? Because sometimes those pieces aren't available.
How do you judge that, though?
Yeah, that's hard.
We're giving our opinion.
No, but how can I judge an offense?
We did see Brock Purdy without his pieces. We did.
I think what Jordan, not to cut you off, I think what she's saying is you see that 50-yard run by Josh Allen? Like, can he?
He's not even in.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying if it's off schedule, it might be behind, might be like, can he?
Jared, hold on. Jared Goff, he's that?
I don't think he's up there.
Hold up. Are y'all telling?
That wasn't the question.
What I'm saying is that if you, so we taking the scheme and the system away.
He said quarterback.
What's Jared Goff in? He's in a system. His whole.
I think he is too. But between Brock Purdy, we just moving Brock Purdy up the list because the pieces around.
Here's truly why I am. I just didn't get into all the depths of the stats. But remember, Brock Purdy in his first playoff game, respectfully, this is not my opinion, has as many touchdowns as Lamar Jackson has in all of his playoff games.
Brock Purdy.
I didn't want to say it. I just wanted to chill.
He loves this.
Brock Purdy in his first playoff game against the Seahawks had 4 touchdowns total. Lamar Jackson in his playoff career has 4 total touchdowns and 7
turnovers.
Okay,
can I ask you why is it from?
Wait, can you just let's sit with that for a second.
It's a great statistic. We also know that Brock Purdy is not a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson.
But to Shady's point, when it comes to in the playoffs, who do you trust to execute their system?
Right.
Purdy.
Can that be the question?
And our whole answers would have been different.
But I'm saying, like, who do you trust most in the playoffs? The players are playing in their system for their team.
I trust Kyle Shanahan the most in the playoffs. If that's the question.
But it's like, you can't separate Purdy from the Niners or Lamar from.
Right. Like, you can't separate it because if someone's out, if someone misses a couple plays, if we get behind for whatever reason because the defense doesn't play perfect and completely support the team, what happens then? Because that could happen in the playoffs, too. That doesn't have nothing to do with Shanahan.
We don't have that data playoff-wise. Yeah.
I'm making a scenario.
I'm going off trust.
But what I'm saying is, who do you trust?
What individual? You didn't say offenses. Yeah, you didn't say Shanahan. All. You didn't say Debo. You didn't say McCaffrey.
But I hear that, but, like, that's who his team. That's his whole.
I would have changed my answer. That's all I'm saying.
I'm right with you.
No, but I'm saying, like, yo, Detroit, that's your offense. You got your pieces.
Yes.
Niners, that's your piece. You got your offense. You got your head coach, your coordinator. Same thing. If you comparing them, right, there's really no comparison.
Okay,
I'm trusting Brock Purdy with his scheme, his offense, more than I'm talking Detroit Lions with Jared Goff. That's all I'm saying.
So that's why this
and we all should see,
yeah,
yes.
That's why this
yeah, I agree,
TV
but that wasn't the question.
If somebody asked you, name your top 5 quarterbacks in the National Football League right now without system, you ain't going to put Brock Purdy in
but
there.
But nobody is Jared Goff.
But all I'm saying is that was the question.
But nobody ever. System. You can't ask without system. It only makes sense. Like, your system is you.
Right.
Like, your co-host.
We don't want Emmitt, but we want Emmitt's lineman, huh? This is me and my lineman.
Then you changed it with C.J. Stroud above Jared Goff.
Why do I have Stroud above Goff?
Yes.
Because he's playing better. Because when I think about, like, who do I trust more on this weekend, it's got to be Stroud. Like, Stroud's just playing better.
You trust Baker more than Goff this weekend.
Yeah, I do. I trust me.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Shady, we was.
But that's the list. That's what I'm saying.
Wait. Yes. You taking? I didn't look at the list. You taking Baker Mayfield over who?
Over Jared Goff.
You know,
what's he ever done?
But he got two. But he just.
Come on, let's see. I ain't looking at the list, dog. The list is a little wild. Like, yo, Josh Allen III over Brock?
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I ain't know that. I was texting, I think.
That's what we're saying. Now, if he tags system to it, we agree.
Oh, no, Baker's last.
Yeah, Baker's last.
Okay,
but you think Baker should be ahead of Goff?
Oh, Goff's not in? Oh,
no, he's not top 6.
Oh, no, Goff should be 5. Ahead of Baker. Baker should be 6.
That's fine.
He's the only one that really belong on this list in general.
That's fine. That's fair.
Okay. So you're taking CJ out.
Ooh. No, Baker out.
CJ 6, Goff 5 is what you're saying.
No, Baker off, yep, and I'm playing Goff 5.
Okay. And CJ Stroud 6.
No, he's eating the list of the 6 of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but now you understand why we were talking about Goff, Shady, right?
Huh?
Now you see why we were talking about Goff.
Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I got ADD sometimes. I'll be texting. Dude, I get you now, though.
All right, family. When we return, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they are playing in the biggest game of the weekend. Why? Because these are probably the best quarterback matchup of the weekend. But who has the edge? Is it Mahomes? Is it Allen? Is it the Chiefs? Is it the Bills? Come back for that one next on Speak.
Ooh, I want to hear Acho's answer on this one.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, It's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What up, family? Shady, why do you have a highlighter?
Nah, I look smart, though.
Because the Chiefs and the Bills, if one team...
Like, something like that. You know what I mean? I've seen on TV somewhere. I don't know.
Family, Chiefs, Bills, it's the biggest matchup of the weekend because you got the best quarterbacks playing. Now, LeSean McCoy, he played for both teams. He won a Super Bowl with one. He was an All-Pro with another. But let's talk about who has the edge as Shady daps up his homeboys. Now, first and foremost, head coach Shady, who got the edge in this one, big dog? Sean McDermott, Andy Reid, who you like? You know them both incredibly well.
People don't know this. Sean McDermott came from Andy Reid. He's in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And I'm going with the big dog. Because sometimes it's like, yo, you my young boy.
Yep.
Andy Reid's the big dog. He's the young boy. I'm going with Andy Reid. Let's get it.
I like it. That's easy money. I'm with Shady.
Ah.
My boy right there.
You know they can't talk back.
Like it's just,
I'm texting later.
In the monitor.
I'm texting later.
Okay, anyway. Andy Reid. Okay, let's get to the quarterback position. Many people think this one's easy, but Shady, you know Pat. You won a Super Bowl with Pat. You were there with Josh when Josh got drafted. Josh is hotter right now as it pertains to
his
life.
He's a lot hotter.
Who you like, big dog?
I got to go with Josh Allen, man. I got to. Josh is balling, bro. Listen, I do think that Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback.
Of course.
Right? More accomplished, better quarterback. But I got to go with the hot hand right now. He's running the ball. He's throwing the ball. He's doing everything. 50-yard runs or 50-yard passes, that's what he's doing.
This is interesting because Shady and I, we don't talk about these answers before the show. I said Josh Allen as well. Right now, Josh Allen is playing at a higher level. And honestly, he just looks like a man that is possessed, a man that is poised to take that next step. Shady, who has the edge offensively?
Y'all are something else.
Hey, I got to go with the Bills. I got to go with the hotter team and the hotter offense. The Chiefs been struggling all year. I do think they'll find a way to get it done.
Yep.
Right? But I got to go with the hotter offense.
I like where my dog is at on this one. I, too, am going with the Buffalo Bills because the Chiefs' offense, they just haven't impressed me as of late. Now, this is interesting because usually these answers would have been flipped over the last 3 years. Obviously, Mahomes would be the better quarterback. Obviously, the Chiefs would have the better offense. But defense, the Bills have always been better.
Yeah.
They've always been better.
Right.
Who you liking this
one? You know what's crazy is that the Bills have a defensive head coach. But I'm going with the Chiefs. Chris Jones, he wants that contract. When a big boy want his money or want his food, he gonna go get it. And this year, he's been going to get it.
It is interesting. The last time I saw Chris Jones was out to eat, eating his food. Anyway, I digress. I got the Chiefs as well. X Factor, Shady. I don't think we will have the same on this one, but I am interested. Where'd you go? Who's gonna be the difference maker in this ball game?
Joy Taylor.
Yeah.
You know what I am? I'm a Swiftie. I'm going with Travis Kelce. Listen, the Bills have so many injuries at the linebacker position. Last game, they had somebody off the street, out the bed, come out and be a starter? No. Travis Kelce is going to make a big difference. X Factor, he's going to ball out, and you're going to see it. Swiftie,
Travis Kelce. I hope he does. But I'm going to the running back room. I got James Cook.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Some help.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
He's going to need some help in this one. James Cook, he is going to be the X Factor. Can you take the jib to the desk real quick? Because I heard way too much chitter chatter from James Jones talking all that nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
He's sense.
Hey, I'm going to lie, though.
Listen,
even when I'm out on the show, I just be like on my phone. Like, I know James is hating right now.
He always be hating.
That's it.
I'm far from being a hater.
James Jones, what's your problem?
You guys are just something else, man, because, you know, I listen to y'all and remember what y'all said on these last blocks and all that about Mike. Like, he just have not done it lately and all that. And then y'all picking Josh Allen and all that type of stuff. And Patty has shown you he's done all this stuff lately. But y'all picking against Patty, so... You know, I just giggle at y'all a little bit sometimes.
Well, we didn't pick against him. Just that he asked.
Yes, you did.
He said, for this game, who's the hotter guy? Who's the edge?
I mean, I see Buffalo
coming into the game. I mean, but he didn't ask who's gonna win the game. He didn't ask too far. Ask too far who gonna win the game.
Nah, we ain't gonna ask. Who say win too far.
You asked me or no?
Later, I can't. I mean, we'll talk about
that. Wait,
I gotta make sure y'all come back tomorrow. You know what I mean?
That's smart.
That's true.
Ooh, you be thinking, boy.
That's why I hold the highlighter. That's why I be doing the highlighter.
Mm-hmm. You ain't squinting for that.
Family, when we return, get this. Baker Mayfield, he might have $150, $200 million on the line in this game. Imagine a world where Baker leads his team to a championship. Is franchise quarterback on the line? $200 million on the line. Being a top flight QB on the line. What's at stake for Baker?
Fake, as James likes to call them. That's what it's going to be.
Well, the Bucs, they have been rewarded with the play of Baker Mayfield this season. Many were shocked when Baker was even named the starter, winning the quarterback battle with Kyle Trask this offseason, then took over and led the Bucs not only to the playoffs, but a playoff win over the Eagles. Next up is a game against the Detroit Lions in a stadium. So the former overall number one pick on his fourth team in 6 years, but he's never gotten past the divisional round. Dare I say, Joy Taylor, dare I say, Shady McCoy, that if Baker Mayfield wins this game, he would finally prove to the entire world he is, in fact, a franchise quarterback. Mm. He's not just the Bucs franchise quarterback. He is a franchise quarterback. What Baker Mayfield has done is hard to do. You take a team like the Browns to the playoffs. That's hard to do. We know the Browns had not been to the playoffs since 2002, had not won a playoff game since the early 90s. If you win this playoff game for the Bucs, you all have to realize in the history of the Bucs franchise, only Tom Brady and Brad Johnson, Tom Brady 2020, Brad Johnson, I believe, in 2002. They're the only quarterbacks in the history of the franchise to win back-to-back playoff games. So if Baker sets history in Cleveland, then backdoors and sets history in Tampa, he has to prove he's not just their franchise quarterback. He's one of few franchise quarterbacks. Shady McCoy, you play with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Every quarterback, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Mike Vick, Nick Foles. You played with Donovan McNabb. But with a win for Baker.
Tyrod Taylor. I like Tyrod.
Would a win for Baker make him a franchise quarterback?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. I mean, all his accolades and all his accomplishments tell you no, right? Tell you hell no. But if he could take this 9-18, right, that snuck into the playoffs, to an NFC championship game, that means something.
It's a big
right?
deal.
And that lets you know that you can build with them. Now, I don't know if the 5 year, like 200, like I don't know if we're gonna get that wild, but I do think you could keep him and capitalize on what he's done. I mean, one thing about Baker, I will give him credit for, he has a chip on his shoulder. He has that toughness, right? I could give him that. I don't think much of him as a player like that, honestly. I think he's just average. Maybe above average, and if he wasn't the number one pick, we wouldn't talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
If he go out here and win this game, myself, I'm going to give him way more respect than I ever did because he earned it.
Yeah, that's good.
I was going to say no because when I think of franchise quarterback, I think of Joe Burrow, 200-some million, you know. When I think of franchise quarterback, you think of Justin Herbert, 200-some million. But as I'm sitting back here thinking about these dudes, Justin Herbert ain't been here. Mm. And then I think about dudes like Daniel Jones who ain't never sniffed
at all.
None of this.
I learned.
So, like, for Baker Mayfield, if you could get this thing done, number one, when we come back here and we have our top six quarterbacks next year, he's going to be number two because he went to an NFC championship. So it's going to be Mahomes and Baker. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I mean, getting to an NFC championship speaks a lot.
Yeah,
and it does.
This team,
and 9-8?
They only won 9 games, but he a big part of them games that they won.
Of course.
Baker has played some really good football this year, even if you just turn the tape on and watch the way he has played the game. So for me, yes. If he wins this game, he's walking up to that building. I don't agree he should get 200, but he's walking up asking for that. Mm-hmm. You know, because he has took this team to the NFC Championship with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. I think you got to put some respect on Beg's name and say he's a franchise quarterback. Though?
You go from making $4 million to asking for two. That's
I mean,
wow.
That's both y'all gamblers. That's the point of betting on yourself. He bet on himself, and you tell me I'm in the NFC Championship. So I'm not even waiting until I play in this NFC Championship game. Right. Me and my people going up there after this game, and I might say I'll hold out.
Go up there with his go up there with his cleats on. Hell, I ain't getting no shot. I'm gonna get my money. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, with that all being said, franchise quarterback, you in the NFC Championship with this roster. Tom Brady had similar roster. Out in first round.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
He won a Super Bowl.
A lot of people.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joy. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we took like the last line. Oh, yes. No, you have to. This is a results-driven business. If you take a team that is 9-8, like, and you're a part of.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's not. There are certain situations where it's like, okay, we see you're winning, like, you're the quarterback, but we're really winning because of everything else. But that's not really the situation. They do have a lot of talent, but Baker is helping them win. So if you take a team that's 9-8, snuck into the playoffs, to an NFC Championship game, I don't care what happens in the NFC Championship game. As we've said many times today, there are organizations who haven't been near the NFC Championship game for multiple decades. So that has to matter for something. And I've been extremely critical of Baker. I'm with Shady. Yeah. I think the most consistent thing about Baker is that he's inconsistent. But if you can do this, cool. Shut everybody up. And I love that for him. Yep. I love that for him. I love when somebody who has been criticized for good reason has an opportunity to go and change the narrative. And that's what he can do. So I think if he does it, you definitely pay him. Because the question is, do you think you pay somebody that kind of money
to do what he's doing?
To do what he's doing. So like, so he does deserve the money. If he can get you to an NFC championship game, then yeah, like that's the point.
It's almost like Shady that by any means necessary. We have this conversation about Brock Purdy, right? Eventually Brock gonna come up for his bread.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We don't think that high. I think highly of Brock, but I know a lot of people don't think that highly of Brock. But if Brock takes the Niners to a Super Bowl and or wins it, you gotta pay him because you draft a quarterback to take you to do that. So it's like, regardless of what you think about him, your hands are tied because you draft a guy to do what he's doing. So if Baker does do what you sign a guy to do, you got to do it.
But also, Baker's been around for a while, young, but he's still a young quarterback. So it doesn't mean that you have to give him a contract that's going to hamstring the organization. If he can get you to an NFC championship game, then you can actually be flexible with the years and the amount of money. Like, right. It doesn't have to be, oh, we got to pay him and all this right
here's,
now.
Here's what's crazy as we say it. The Bucs roster ain't that talented compared to the other NFC rosters. So if Baker can do it with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, because Shady knows better than anybody, the running game isn't what the running game always is. Chris Godwin is often injured. If Baker can do it with that team, then if you get him another piece here, another piece there, you would also assume they can get better. Cowboys have 7 All-Pros. The Bucs got 1 on offense, got 1 on defense.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that when you look at the Bucs team in general, like, they're good. They're not like
great. They're not elite. They're good.
Right. And I think Baker's, I don't think he's elite.
Yep,
I think
but
he's
just good. Yeah.
Kind of just good.
Yeah. Right?
So, and you look at guys like Daniel Jones, like they actually paid him for just going to the playoffs winning one game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think Baker's better than him. I think he will get some money. So, yeah, I mean, I would love it. I'd love it for him if he could do that.
That would be big.
Only thing is just knowing that your quarterback that you about to sign all that money to, he ain't ever going to see an All-Pro and he might not ever see a Pro Bowl. To me, that's tough, though. That's tough.
That's a good
one. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's think about that for a second.
But what's more important? All pros and Pro Bowls are putting a team in a position to win in the postseason.
But how often is that going to happen, though? That's my question. If you can't do that well to even get there, like, how often are you going to be able to put this team in position to go to the NFC Championship game?
That's where we get caught up with, like, talking about these superstar quarterbacks because we've seen Patty really put the team on his back because that's really the dude that's been in there most consistent. But even when you look at the guys that, like, he's played, like, we put Jared Goff kind of in that same Baker category, right? We put Jalen Hurts kind of in that category, not being able to kind of carry a team. So I think it's, like, and then when we look at Lamar and Josh, like, they ain't never even been to the Super Bowl. Like, the two teams that might be in the Super Bowl might be a team with Brock Purdy and possibly could be a team with Baker or Jared Goff.
The other thing that's interesting is, like, think about those teams. Shady, you said it. Joy, you said it. These teams we're talking about, where these other players are being carried. Jalen Hurts' team last year, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy's team last year and this year, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield's team is, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good. Don't let nobody else tell you otherwise. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not crazy.
No.
So if Baker can be one of the 4 best teams in football, it sounds wild.
Yeah,
it sounds wild, but
I just have a hard time if I'm a GM, which I want to be one day. I should be one day.
You should.
The paying the highest paid player and he's not even like one of my best players on the team. That's tough for me.
I don't think he needs to be the highest paid player though. Like
he probably is.
He'll be in the market, but
no, I'm saying for his team, he's gonna be the highest paid.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's the most.
You know what I'm saying? Like
that's what come with the quarterback.
So he's making $4 million right now. Like that's real, real low for the quarterback. But it's like. You understand it though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And then my thing is like Mike Evans, he won a new contract. So you're telling me we ain't gonna pay Mike first, we gonna pay Baker first? Like stuff like that, it really gets under my skin.
Yeah, sounds crazy. Well, let's stay on the quarterback position. It's most important in football, and these games are most important. Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, they're up next. Who do we have more faith in? Can Jordan Love pull another upset? Do not be surprised if it's possible. That's next on Speak. Make sure you play this week's Fox Super 6 free-to-play game. Download the Fox Sports app and enter for free for a chance to win your share of $10,000 in weekly cash prizes.
Some of that cash, ching-ching!
Family, we are in overtime. Now, look, during the show, I'm always listening to what everybody is saying. And, James, you said something very peculiar yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I need y'all to listen.
Yeah.
And our best one didn't even get going.
Didn't get going.
No.
Watson?
Who you talking about?
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, they don't know the pack.
Who you talking
they
about?
They don't know. 1-1. Somebody on the Niners roster practice squad right now, on the offense, got that 1-1 jersey on in yellow. Right now, we got a scheme for Jaden Reed.
Let me get back.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Upset? They don't know.
Now, James Jones, you did say as a Packers receiver, you said Jaden Reed was the one. I had to hit up Steve Wilks.
Yeah.
I didn't actually, but it was interesting to hear what Steve Wilks had to say earlier today.
The receivers are playing great, you know, with Reed leading the charge there.
Ooh.
Call that out. Is out the bag, James Jones. It's out the bag.
A little upset?
Yeah. Acho snitched on us. He's going to be tough on us now. They know about my dog.
James, with that being said, Jaden Reed, he can help Jordan Love. Jordan Love cooked against the Cowboys. 3 touchdowns, no picks, 250 passing yards. So who do you trust more in this one, Jordan Love or Brock Purdy, who has shown you what he can do?
I'm taking my dog, Jordan Love. Just watching Jordan Love, especially over these past 9 weeks, Jordan Love has took the next step. Jordan Love is making ridiculous throws, like Aaron Rodgers-type throws. Whoever you think got super arm talent, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, whoever you want to put it in, put Jordan Love right in that conversation. I mean, we talking about 23 touchdowns, 1 pick in the last 9 games in Jordan Love, right? Coach LaFleur and Jordan Love, they know exactly what they are trying to get done, right? It's certain games to where they come out and it's back-to-back shot plays. You know, like he has that much confidence in Jordan Love, and Jordan Love has earned that, taking care of the football, making crazy throws, playing at an extremely high level. And I know Brock Purdy has a bunch around him, but if you ask me quarterback, I am taking Jordan Love. I just think the way he is playing football right now is at a very, very high level. I'm taking Jordan Love.
Loyalty.
You already know it.
I'm going to go Brock Purdy. Mm. I really like what Jordan Love has done this season.
Joy.
And I thought that was an incredibly impressive win over the Cowboys. They deserve a lot of credit. And I think / hope this is a really good game. Mm-hmm. But this is Brock Purdy's second playoff run. They have a top to bottom, extremely talented, and that's being kind of light about it, team.
Bang.
Kyle Shanahan is Kyle Shanahan. Welcome to the Church of Shanahan, where we worship and praise and believe with faith. So I got to, you know.
Boy got 23-1. 23.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm just saying we got to answer the question. So I'm going to say Brock Purdy.
2-5.
Who you take?
Brock Purdy.
I'm going with Brock Purdy also. I think Jordan Love is a more talented and probably better quarterback.
Yes, sir.
But for this game, we're not asking that.
That's not what we asked.
Who's going to play?
That is what you asked, but I said, who do you trust?
Right.
I didn't say who's more talented.
And then that Kyle Shanahan offense, I trust Brock Purdy a lot more.
He don't listen. He's got a hard head.
And he's going to have safer plays, safer playbook, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to win the game. They're going to run the ball.
Run the ball.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it ain't going to be close.
Not at all. I hope
running the ball is trusting your quarterback?
Yeah, that's part.
Well, they don't. Part they of don't it. Fumble.
Part of it.
Things like that. Part of
it. I don't think it'll be close. I don't think it'll be close. I trust Brock Purdy more. Now, Jordan Love individually.
I like when y'all.
Way more talented.
They healthy too.
Like Jordan Love. Yeah. Right. Jordan Love made more off-platform throws versus the Cowboys. I've seen Brock Purdy make it his whole life, going back to 4 years starting at Iowa State. So, like, as far as talent.
Yeah. So I'm good. I'm good with your answer now. As long as you put some respect on.
Nah, Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
Crazy. But Brock Purdy gonna run laps around. Them.
The defense, you think?
You get
oh man, and they're gonna be out in the third quarter.
Laps. Stick.
Third quarter? Yeah, come on out.
Hey Fred, you got some sunflower seeds? Hey Bosa, you got some sunflower seeds?
Yeah.
Hey Greenlaw, let me get some.
End of the third.
Wow.
End of the third. Fourth, we're gonna watch the fourth though.
First possession of the
fourth. Disrespect is real.
No, first possession of the fourth. They'll play.
All right.
Probably.
First possession of the fourth.
Oh, because they had the bye week.
Yep.
Get the rest
out. Gotta get hamstrings, gotta get loose.
Third quarter.
I said first possession of the fourth.
First possession of the fourth.
Circle that one.
Fourth quarter,
We do have to do the receipts.
Yeah, who's going
to
come out? Now, Fred might play. Nah, Fred will come out first.
You know what? They got dogs,
though. Wow.
No. Let's scratch it.
Right, hold on.
Because they got dogs. And it's like, yo, we've been.
First possession of the fourth.
No, we've been resting, though. We've been resting.
Yeah,
they're going to make them play. They're going to make them play, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead.
So blowout. You saying beat down, blowout.
Sign that one. I'm going to sign this.
You know what? I'm not going to sign.
You're not going to sign this one?
You know why? Because I thought about it. Mm-hmm. They had a bye week.
I'm going to say, hold on, let me add 9:55.
Wow.
Fourth is when they'll come out.
Wow. Okay. We're talking about the, hold on.
They're coming out 9:55.
So wait, the last.
That's not the first.
The last game of the season, they rest also, right?
Yeah, they didn't play.
You see what he did?
So wait, they rest.
He and RJ.
Yeah, they rested.
Yeah, nah, that's a bad bet. Don't do that.
955? Another possession in the
fourth.
Yeah, that was another possession. You already hedging your bet. Don't even worry about it.
It's a bad bet because the last game of the year, they rested
really,
for that.
Yes.
Then they had the bye week.
Yeah.
He's not going to rest his players.
Again.
Yeah.
But you still think blowout, even think no rest?
I mean, what you consider a blowout?
Wow.
Because they're going to win.
Blowout is 17 more. That's
oh,
the
yeah,
blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Like
14.
Like 14.
I like 14.
That
like 14.
Is 9.5.
I like 14.
Yeah, listen. Vegas like knows something.
We can bet it.
Ooh.
I'll bet you. I'm taking the pack.
I'm going to give you points.
Off camera. Yeah, you're going to give me points. Off camera, we'll bet. Off camera, we'll
I need
bet.
No, no, hold on. Give me my one shot. Give me take a two shot. There it is. I need to hold him accountable.
Yes. Mm.
I want this bet on camera.
How many points you giving me?
I'll give him 10. Can I give him 10?
You just said 14. Now you got back to 10.
10, bro. You got money. 9.5. 9.5. You got money.
All right, 11. I take 14 points. Y'all that confident?
I'm not getting 14 points. Jordan Love going to throw a screen pass to touchdown.
12. I'll take 12. I'll meet y'all in a minute.
I get 11. How many? 10 or 11?
11.
11. Take 11
What's
points.
What's the difference between 11 and 12?
Tell him take this 11
points. 11.
12.
Go to break.
12 is a bet. 12 is a bet. Disrespect.
When we return, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, oh my God, what superstar would you all rather have Sunday? It's about to get spicy. I know this much. Numerically, 17 is greater than 15, but what about on the football field? That's next on Feet.
James, I hate you, bro.
I want to go home.
Family, we are on a hurry-up offense, and I wish y'all are a part of our off-camera conversations. But our on-camera conversation, it'll be great. We hanging out here on the show. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, a huge matchup. Third time they will face each other in the playoffs. But Patrick Mahomes, he's got the advantage 2-0. But Josh Allen beat Patrick Mahomes last year in the regular season and the year before in the regular season. So these teams are very evenly matched. 2-5, you played with Pat, won a Super Bowl with him. Play with Josh, have seen him develop. Nobody can answer this question in all of sports television better than you. Who would you rather have, Mahomes or Allen, on Sunday? On Sunday? You know, they always say, man, you always say how great Josh is, Why he ain't ever get to the championship? Don't you always say that?
Yeah.
You know why? Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And it's super crazy disrespectful for y'all to even ask this question. I love Josh Allen. But how can you even ask that question knowing what Patrick Mahomes has done with the Chiefs? Mm-hmm. All he do is win. Mm-hmm. All I know is win. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. Every year. Every year we have this dude in the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. So I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. He's 5-0 in divisional games for a reason. At home or on the road, it don't matter. I got to take him until Josh beats Patrick Mahomes. I can't give him the throne. I can't give him that crown. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes.
Eddie.
Yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes.
And put respect on Andy Reid, because he's like that, too.
I think Josh Allen is having an incredible season, and they're on an amazing run. And he multiple times has shown how talented he is. And he took a victory lap. In Hard Rock Stadium.
It's your boys?
Yes, as he should.
Yeah.
As he should. But it's Patrick Mahomes. Mm, Patrick. So, and you said it yesterday, right? To be the man, you got to beat the man.
If Ali said.
And sometimes you don't line up, so you don't have the opportunity to. But unfortunately, he's had the opportunity to be on the other side.
That's true.
And both times it did not go his way. This is an opportunity. You're at home. You're favored. The Chiefs are down this year.
Down.
You're rolling. If you can't get it done right now, not gonna say never, but it's gotta be Patrick Mahomes, and this is gonna be big for Josh Allen this weekend.
We talking about this one?
This one. Just this one.
This one right here.
Sunday.
You gotta be specific about the questions. This one right here.
Give me Josh.
My dog.
And the main reason why I'm saying give me Josh is because, Josh, I'm gonna keep it real with you, brother. 1-5 has been in your way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't get him now, you ain't never gonna get him. You have the better pieces around you. His pieces around him are struggling. Even his best piece, his main chess piece, and Travis Kelce ain't playing at a high level.
He's not.
Right? The receivers dropping footballs. You guys have been in playoff mode for the last 6 weeks, 1-6 straight. We talk about hottest team in football.
They are.
Patrick Mahomes has beaten you, but he has never came to your crib.
Never. Mm-hmm.
Beat you.
Never done that.
In the playoffs. It is time for Josh Allen. I am taking Josh. They the hotter football team. He's playing better football, better pieces around him. You at home. The time got to be now, because if the time ain't now, we can't never really pick you again going against Patty, Josh.
Do it.
What you going to do?
It's Josh Allen.
It's me. Josh.
Mainly because he has to do it. Like, it's Josh got the figurative gun to his head, if you feel me. Like, you got to get it done.
Got to.
If you don't get it done, what you doing? I can't even talk about you no more, Josh. I can't, Shady. I can't. How can I? You can. It's your dog. It's your teammate.
He going to get his pat. It's sometimes when Peyton Manning was struggling to beat.
But he beat him eventually.
Yeah, but
he beat him eventually.
How many losses he got?
A lot of them.
So it's like, okay, it's Tom Brady. Like is it some guys, is it this guy like that? You got to accept that.
But there's already a separation between Mahomes and Allen. This will just widen.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that Josh Allen is still going to be talented. We just can't keep putting him in the conversation.
But we can't keep widening the gap. Like, God, I mean,
The gap is wide for everybody.
Do something.
But this is Josh's time to do something. You favorite at the crib.
You're going to find out.
Josh got 6 touchdowns and 1 pick in his 2 games versus them in the playoffs. 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. Mm. Josh, be balling.
Yes,
now you got to ball and win.
And they should have. Bro, let's think about this, though, real quick. They had the game won, bro.
They did.
They gave they gave Patrick Mahomes 13 seconds.
That's all it took.
Think about that, though. That's you celebrating with him, huh? Yo, pop the bottles. We going out. Hit the club up. Like, you just thinking you won.
Facts.
And then 15 just did what he does best in games.
13 seconds.
13.
When we return, Mike Tomlin, he wasn't in the mood to talk about his contract after the Steelers season ended, but Mike Tomlin gave breaking news on his contract status today.
Yeah, it's that crazy.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia. Family, in our 2-minute drill, Mike Tomlin, he walked off the podium after his loss when he was asked about his contract extension, but today he took a different tone. Y'all got to listen to this.
Good afternoon. In a little better mood today, man. Anybody got any contract questions?
That's the biggest I've seen him smile in a press conference.
That's right, Mike T. I let him play with you, man.
He's so funny.
My dog said, I just came from the top. They finna give me some money.
Yeah.
I just had a real good conversation.
Y'all want to talk about it? They finna give me some of this bread.
Yeah. That was, I'm going to get paid. Look, Mike Tomlin, it is interesting. He did put all the concerns to rest. He said, I plan on being back here next year. But his quarterback dialogue was real interesting.
As it should.
When they were starting to ask him, you know, Kenny Pickett, is he going to be your guy? Is all the quarterbacks, are they in the room? Pickett, Rudolph. He was like, well, Rudolph about to be a free agent. It is interesting. Do you anticipate a offseason signing, a Russell Wilson type trade?
Yeah. They have to go get somebody. If the Pittsburgh Steelers is not satisfied because they talked about firing him, not satisfied with just 17 winning seasons. If you're going to go get a Super Bowl, you got to get a quarterback.
Like Justin Fields or something? Somebody great?
My dog.
They're going to get somebody.
Appreciate y'all hanging with us. You could be watching any show and you spent your 90 minutes with us. We will see y'all same time tomorrow, y'all. Peace.
Y'all are something new.